world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobbenmeyer.
Boy, I'm typing away, man. I had a revelation this morning. Stay with me a second here. Matthew, I'm sending this to you right now, Spence. I had a revelation this morning talking to my wife. I wasn't a revelation, but talking to Michelle just before I came down here, because my family, who I mean, we're tight, man. We're tight. And my family thinks I forget details. Like, I forget what time's that ball game tonight? What time am I supposed to do this? What time do I pick up that? I just forget the stuff. I just forget it. And so they're all worried about me because they think I'm getting old timers. You know, that's not what it is, but old timers. I tell my wife, you don't know how much I love my wife and how much she loves me. I mean, we're just one for sure. Although we are yin and yang. And I tell her all the time, Michelle, I got so many freaking files in my head. I can't explain to you. So I sit down this morning and I'm trying to prepare a show, and I got the Trump line gone. I got the Republican line gone. I got the end time line. I got all these categories. Anybody with me? I got all these categories that are going with me. And then Michelle or somebody say, remember, you're supposed to pick up the kids today at 1 o'clock. Okay, boom. And I file it, but it doesn't really get filed. I mean, it's in there someplace. And then all of a sudden I remember, ooh, I got to pick somebody up somewhere. Michelle, where do I have to pick it? Where? Yeah, 1 o'clock. Are you losing your mind? I'm thinking, look, it's in there. It just ain't one of those important files. It's just not a file priority with me. And oh my goodness, my goodness. I'm not trying to sound, I'm telling you, man, I'm seeing deep stuff. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just telling you, the Holy Spirit is just showing me stuff, man. Now, let me stop right here a second. Look, you guys, if you've been watching this any time, you know this. I'm not an end times guy. That ain't my bailiwick. That ain't my bailiwick. Jesus said, work while the sun shines, because the day cometh when no man can work. And I'm going to tell you something. I ain't looking at the signs of time. I ain't focusing on Israel. I'm not focusing on the bear from the north. That stuff's all there, but I ain't got time. Why don't I have time? Because I'm here right now doing what's in front of me. And there are people everywhere I look, little children everywhere I look, being deceived and lied to, and nobody doing anything about it. And I ain't got time to worry about Israel. Anybody okay with me on that? Are you tracking with me? It's not that I think your theology is bad. I don't even want to get in that debate. I'm 72 years old. I just watch them today. You guys have any idea how many people are dropping over dead? The impact of the vaccines, we're starting to see it over and over and over. People are dying. How long do you have? How long do I have? And am I going to spend the rest of my life sitting around figuring out whether or not we're in the end times? Drop dead tomorrow. You could be out of here tomorrow. Especially, I hate to tell you, all the turbo cancers that are out there. Right, Dr. Paul? People went took those jabs. I just saw two more today in the obituaries. Yes, I checked the obituaries. Died suddenly. One of them said in the obituaries, a rapid cancer. What? And see, we're still not making the connection. And so I'm not sitting around here wondering if the rapture's coming tomorrow. I'm not even worrying about that. I'm looking around at the mess that we're sitting in here right now, and I cannot focus on evacuation when I was told to occupy. I want occupation, not evacuation. So, look, I don't get into the end time stuff. I don't get into the end time stuff. I don't get into the end time stuff. I don't care. Why? I could be out here tomorrow and so could you. So could you and so could I. So I ain't going to sit around. Can I go to some coaching analogy again? Coach Norm, Norm's always out there listening. Get together, you make a game plan. And I think I've shared with you guys this before, that we would be breaking down the other team and we'd be fighting over the chalk up on the chalkboard as we're doing our game planning and all that kind of stuff. And then somebody would get up there and they'd go up and they'd circle the inside linebacker and somebody says, I don't care what we do, who's blocking that guy? Somebody's got to block that guy. Then folks, somebody's going to block that guy. And the easiest thing to do, and I hear it all the time from losers, okay? I hear it all the time from losers. And especially when I was at the Christian school. Oh, well, at least we honored Jesus. Yes, you got your face rubbed in the stinking mud and got beat by 6 touchdowns. You honored Jesus. I'm sick of that stuff. I try to honor the Lord every day with my life. Laying it on the line, standing up and being hated of all men, which is what the Bible says. And I think that's where we are. I don't know what's going on. Earthquakes in diverse places. Matthew pulled up there. Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. Jesus said, see you not all these things? By the way, somebody help me out. I don't want to start a fight. How long ago was this? How long ago was this right here? How long ago? 2,000 years? Jesus said, see ye not these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another, shall not be thrown down. He descended on the mount of the disciples. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, what shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? You understand? They thought they were at the end of the world then. And Jesus said unto them, take heed that no satellite television guy deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, deceive many. You shall hear of wars and rumors of war. Hey, Paul Gosling, how long have we been having wars? Is it just in the last few years? We've just been having wars. In fact, we started naming them. One, World War I, World War II, we're looking at World War III, Korean War. That ain't nothing new. Hear rumors of war. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But ain't the end yet, boys and girls. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. By the way, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of dark, that's the one that's rising against each other. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. This is just the beginning, dudes. He's saying this is kind of what it's like living in this world. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sakes. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. 2,000 years this stuff's been going on. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. I'm going to endure to the end. That's what I'm trying to do. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end. How long? Just ask yourself this. I'm going to get away from this. I just got to get it off my chest. I'm going to tell you, I never get up in the morning and think it's the end times. Never. Ain't got nothing to do with it. Got nothing to do with it. Ozzy Osbourne died. And there, you go do a computer search right now, and you'll find more stuff on Ozzy Osbourne than you will on what's going on in Washington, D.C. Somebody say amen. Huh? Somebody say amen. that they exposed Barack Obama as a traitor. It ain't on the news. Ozzy Osbourne's on the news. Why is that? Well, Ozzy, is he one of their patron saints? I mean, I don't know where Ozzy is at the end of his life. I was never an Ozzy Osbourne fan. What was the name of his group? The Ozzy Osbourne. What was the name of the group?
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath. Did he find the Lord at the end of his days? I don't know. But folks, the symbolism around us of the creator of Black Sabbath fading away, and that's all the media can talk about. Call me a corn poke. I can't name one song Ozzy Osbourne sang. Anybody know? If Paul McCartney sang, I could get that one. Elton John dies. I'd follow that one. Hank Williams Jr. Boy, no kidding. Ozzy Osbourne. Everywhere you look, Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath, End Time. Folks, something's happening here. Right in front of us. And I'm going to tell you, I get up every day. As I said, I'm just going to say it again. I never think about end times. See, I don't want to share the gospel because it's the end times. I want to share the gospel because it might be the end time for that person in front of me. Do you understand that? You understand that? Rumors of wars. What? Okay, I'm going to move on here because I got so much to show you. Let me take a deep breath here. I came out hot today. I came out hot because Michelle's kind of mad at me because I couldn't remember where the ball game is. I think, are you kidding me? I got 1,000 different directions. My brain's so many different. In the computer, they call it files, right? So I don't worry about the family file. I mean, I love my family. I go to their ball game and all that. But I don't worry about the family file because Michelle's got that for me. She's got that file covered for me. And I know there's a game tonight, but I got 10 grandkids. I don't know which kid's playing, to be honest with you. I don't know. And they got 12 different ball fields, and I don't know which ball field they're playing in. Sorry, I just don't know. But there is a game tonight, isn't there? And then they think, oh, gee. Huh? Yeah, Grampy's losing his mind. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to show you something. Water's broke. I told you Jamie Walden talked about that the other day. Bear with me here, okay? Bear with me. Point number 3. Here's how I know something's happening here. What's that? Spencer said, I think that's a one-on-one. I want you to listen. Folks, a shot across the bow. I'm dumb enough still to believe that Trump's playing for the good guys. I don't know. Truth will come out. I think he's playing for the good guys. Is he a good guy? I don't know that. I think he's playing for the good guys. Remember, the Lord raises up kings, brings down kings. Lord's in control of all of it. If Donald Trump's playing for the bad guys, then Pack your rapture bag. I happen to think he's not. And I don't know if I've ever in my life seen a shot across the bow about what you're going to hear right here. Hey, folks, this period we're in all started with a fake birth certificate. It all started with a fake birth certificate. Yep, we kind of buried that, right? Joe Arpaio and the birth certificate in Hawaii, and do you really think the FBI and the CIA did an exhaustive study to find out where Barack Obama was born? And they call us what, conspiracy theorists? And now we're looking at the government. We understand really what's going on. Epstein, do I need to run down? Boom, boom, boom. All the things that are going on, all the things that are being revealed. I don't know if ever in my life you would ever have seen a politician. Can you guys imagine Richard Nixon saying this about John F. Kennedy, or Jimmy Carter saying it about Ronald Reagan, or Ronald Reagan saying it about Jimmy Carter, or George Bush saying it about, can anybody imagine? Listen to this. Something's happening here, okay? Go ahead. Hit it, Spence.
It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill.
Wow, huh? Hey, folks, that ain't tiddlywinks. That's not some right-wing announcer on Fox News. That's the President of the United States calling out the former President of the United States as a traitor. Do you understand this? Nothing hidden. Okay, hang on with me. I got to show you something else that's going on. Pull up number six. Remember, seat of the serpent. Ray, am I doing okay here? Am I painting a picture, folks? Seat of the serpent, seat of the woman, that there's a spiritual war going on in front of us. It's not political. It's spiritual. Okay? Now, hang on. Hang on. Right? You ready? You tell me. You tell me which side the media is on. Go ahead and play this. 2017.
To elect Trump is the end of our democracy. Votes were definitely affected. Russia hacked the election to tilt it to Mr. Trump.
The Russians definitively hacked the election.
Russia did hack the election.
No doubt. The Russians hacked the election.
Yes, Russia hacked the election.
Fact, Russia hacked the election.
President-elect Donald Trump still not sounding convinced that Russia hacked the election.
The president does not want to come to terms with the fact that the Russians hacked the election.
President Trump says he still wonders if the Russians hacked the election.
If you can get him to accept that Russia hacked the election, see if you can get him to accept who won the Civil War.
If he admits it, it casts a shadow on his victory over Hillary Clinton.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Let's be clear, Russia hacked the election.
Definitively, Russia hacked the election, and Russia is doing it again now.
Election-related cyber hacking.
Cyber hacking of U.S. elections.
Cyber hacking of the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
The CIA, the FBI, NSA.
All of these intelligence organizations.
17 intelligence agencies.
All conclude that Russia hacked the election.
If we find out that Donald Trump, just theoretically, was colluding with Russia while they were hacking the election, that is completely impeachable.
This dossier alleged a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian effort to hack the election.
The director of national intelligence, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the FBI, all of these intelligence experts saying Russia hacked the election.
The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, I mean, they've all said this. So to believe that that's wrong, you have to believe they're all involved in an elaborate conspiracy to get Donald Trump, which seems a little far-fetched to me.
Except now we know it's true, right? Now we know it's true, folks. It's true. Okay, hang on. I know you want to get in here. I want to paint a picture for you. Is Randy out there today? Randy? I know Randy's busy. It's early in the morning, getting up, working, all that stuff. Folks, I got to connect the dot for you here today. Got to connect the dot. Pull up for me number four, Bill Barr picture. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Look at this, folks. November 1, 2020, New York Post. Protesters bring horse to AG Bill Barr's house, demand he lock up Joe Biden. Hey, Ray, who would that be? Do you know who those protesters would be that showed up at Bill Barr's? Right, stay right there. Protesters bought a white horse to Attorney General Bill Barr. When was this? When we go back against Spencer, see, we ain't some Johnny come lately here. November 1st, 2020. Photos of at least a dozen people standing alongside the horse in the street in Virginia on Saturday afternoon with Bill Barr eventually coming out to shake hands. It's come to this. The media paint. It's us, folks. It's us. We took a horse. Hang on, Spencer. There it is. There's Coach Dave with Attorney General Bill Barr standing outside his house where we took that white horse. Anybody know what happened? You know what we did next? Some of you knew this. You don't know we did this. We went to his house. We took a white horse. Thank you, Craig. We prayed. We went home. And we asked people to send letters to Bill Barr's wife, telling her we're praying for her husband. This is right. This is when the election was up for grabs. He would pray that he would do the right thing, yada, yada, yada. We're supporting him. He's an important time in history, yada, yada, yada. Hey, anybody know what happened? Anybody know what happened with Bill Barr after we sent his letter? Hey, anybody out there can tell me what happened 2 weeks later? Anybody tell me?
He resigned.
He quit. He quit his job.
He resigned. Bill Barr resigned. Why? Because we did a prophetic unction. Thus saith the Lord. We went to Bill Barr. And we said, we're all behind you. But not only are we all behind you, you are the man to do the right thing for God and country. You are the man. And he couldn't take the heat. Put that picture back up there again. Bill Barr. We laid hands on Bill Barr. We circled around him and we laid hands on. See all those cars in the background? Those are all Secret Service and FBI agents. They were going crazy that we were there. Say, Coach, why are you showing this? I've been doing this a while, man. Been doing it a while. Hang on. Water broke. You know, Jamie Walden talked about that. The water broke. Hang on. Floods everywhere. Rain around here like I had never seen. Jesus said, sit on your porch and look out and see a storm coming. And you know it's going to be a stormy day. You hypocrites, Jesus said. Why can't you see the time? Why can't you understand what's going on? Why can't you see the signs of the times? Why can't you get what's going on, folks? The manifestation of the sons of God beginning to appear. What? Ozzy's dead. The water broke. Hang on. Pull up. Water broke. Pull it up there, Spence. Is that what I want? I'm sorry, man. Hang on a minute. I'm all over the place here this morning. That's not what I want. Hang on. That's not what I want. Folks, the contractions are beginning. Go to the water broke 12:20 mark. 12. Folks, in the birthing scenario, Michelle, she's had three babies. The water breaks. And what comes after the breaking of the water? Contractions. Yeah, there you go. Folks, look here. Just play a couple minutes of this. 86,000 earthquakes. Say it again. 86,000 earthquakes. Why? Because the water broke. And here come the contractions. And remember, it's not physical. It's a sign of what's going on in the spirit. Something is breaking loose, folks. Play this real quick, just a couple minutes.
The buoys, I mean, it wasn't big enough to trip a buoy, but let's just look and see. I think I have the buoys open somewhere in my 900 tabs that I have open here. There is some buoy activity next to the one of the many swarms that are going on in the northern hemisphere. Not right next to it, but fairly close. I think we talked about this buoy about a week ago. It was out here misbehaving in event mode. Whenever the yellow diamonds you see on here represent active buoys, and they're positioned all around the world, especially here in the Ring of Fire.
Okay, you get it off there. I'm going to open it up because I've been going on longer than I want to. Folks, I want you to see this with prophetic eyes. Now, the water broke. The contractions are beginning. That does not necessarily mean it's the end of the world. We just read it. Go back to that, Spencer. Go back to where was that scripture? Still, huh? But many false prophets shall rise, but the end shall endure the end. It's still not the end. It's the beginning of sorrows. And my concern is most of the church is sitting around, got their umbrellas ready to go. And we ain't there yet, boys and girls. We ain't there yet. And we're seeing, I know this, my Bible teaches me this. See if you can find this, Spencer. In the last days, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Can somebody find that for me in the scriptures? The sons and daughters shall prophesy. His old men shall dream dreams. Could there be something good coming?
Acts 2, Joel 2.
Acts 2 and Joel 2. There you go. Acts 2, Joel 2. There's Joel 2. And it shall come to pass after that I pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters. Is it possible? I'm goosebumping. The greatest revival the world has ever seen is in front of us. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men are going to become dreamers. Young men are going to see visions. Still, the end's not here, right? And it shall come to pass that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So there it is. Spirit of all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Old men dream dreams. Young men see visions. And also upon the servants and the handmaidens. In those days. What days? The days we're in. Work while the sun shines. Look at that right there. I don't know if you know this or not. This is prophetic, but I ain't no prophet. But also upon, in those days, he's going to pour out the servants. Hang on, stay there. And also upon the servants. That'd be just you folk out there watching right now, just you old nobodies. Your handmaids, that'd be a lot of you old nobodies out there. I'm going to pour out my spirit. I ain't pouring it out in the church. I ain't pouring it out on Pastor Billy Bob. I'm pouring it out upon my servants and the hand. Folks, this is Bible too. I'm going to show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, and blood and fire and pillars of smoke, and sun's going to be dark and moon's going to turn blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord cometh. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be my deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall. I'm going to shut up. Come on in, Johnny.
Boom.
Hey, this is good, folks. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. The water broke. The tremors have begun. There's a birthing coming, and I think it's going to be the greatest revival the world has ever seen. Call me a nut. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. That's really good, a foundation for, and how grateful we should all be for God's word and his foundation, because I don't want to sound doubtful again about all the news and everything that's going on, but have you ever been to a dog race, a dog track, where you go to the dog track and everybody's so wrapped up in the number dog that they're betting on to win the race? Does anybody stop to look and watch the race and how they get those dogs to run? Is they throw a bone and all the poor dog never gets the bone, okay? But everybody's up there in the stands going, come on, number five, come on, number six. Ooh, I got a trifecta here. Okay, what I'm getting at is it's the same thing. It's the hunter laptop. It's the Hillary emails. It's the this, you know, and now it's Barack Obama. And I know that he's got, you know, they claim they've got thousands of documents with Tulsi Gabbard. But the truth is, how many documents have we been told they're going to open and they just never do?
Amen.
We're never going to get the bone, you guys. They're not giving us the bone. It's just more bread and circus. I'm just saying. Okay, you guys, I'm just saying.
But Johnny, I agree with you, man. It's all bait and switch and distract. But dude, when the president of the United States throws it out there that the former president is a traitor, how does the media ignore that?
Because they've got nothing left. They don't have anything left to throw.
They got nothing left to throw. Judah, come on in.
Coach, for all the people who are being witness to the first time in history since the Garden, you are about to witness something so monumental.
Maybe today, Judd. Maybe today. They said that what they're about to release, we ain't even going to believe.
It's going to be biblical. And the people who are naysayers, or the people who have been manipulated by the Mockingbird media since their birth, are now going to get a taste of what was behind the curtain. It's that bad.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
If they would have released it without doing what they're doing right now, I don't know if you guys have ever popped a balloon, but you can also take a balloon and untie it and slowly let the air out. If they popped the balloon, you would have absolutely destroyed our country. Now, I don't have to agree with everything that they're doing, but there is a council of over 200 generals, and they have warred this out over and over and over to protect your children. When you understand the Bible and you understand the Schofield Bible, you understand the manipulation, the things that have been changed by the people, the quote unquote, what they call kings of this earth, the men who died and were raised up by other men as Freemason gods. That realm is done. And they're going to show you guys what they've been doing.
Hey, folks, by the way, Judah, the Bible says that Jesus made a show of them openly. Where is that? Somebody find that for me. The Luciferians, if I read the Bible for me, the Luciferians, the whole world is going to see the conquering of Jesus Christ over this darkness. Now, look, that may not line up with your theology, but that's what it says. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in the grave. Has anybody found that for me? Anybody, huh? Look.
And that's the theology that people today, to be honest with you, they're brain injured. They've been programmed for so long in terms of the brain injury that they don't understand the actual truth of things. And this is the correction coming.
Colossians 2:15. Find that. Colossians 2:15. Sorry, Judd. Colossians 2:15. 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hey, folks. Jesus ain't going to rapture us out of here and then win. He got it backwards, baby. He's going to win and then rapture us out. That's the way I read it. Hey, Randy, I want you to get ready a second. I see you're in here. But what you sent me yesterday. I want you to talk about that, Randy, because that really kind of motivated me. Let me get Vinny in here and Michelle. Go ahead, Vinny.
Yeah, so Ozzy Osbourne should serve as an object lesson to everyone. Remember, he was a frontman of Black Sabbath, right? So
right.
He preached all of their stupidity, right?
Right.
In the lyrics, right? And he thought, oh, that should be it. But then he got sick, and what did they do? They paraded him around in a reality TV show,
yeah,
until his death. He died miserably. I don't know if you people believe that or not. He died miserably. And all they did was waste his life.
Did he receive Christ? I don't know. I don't know if he did. But he was if there was ever an emissary from hell, it was Ozzy Osbourne. And all you gotta do, just Google it and look what the media is doing with the death of Ozzy Osbourne. Why?
Boom.
There's a reason, folks. There's a reason. Michelle.
Hi, Coach. Good morning, team.
Hey.
I just wanted to, okay, you had brought up a scripture about pouring out the Spirit in the last days. And I'm looking in Acts 2 right now. And I just wanted to share this with you because we've been taught by all of our Bible teachers, like all of these things are supposed to be in the future. And I'm just wondering if they might have missed this in Acts 2 where it says that they
what
go on to.
Where are you?
If you can go down to about 16. Where you can kind of get where I'm going here.
Okay.
He just starts explaining. Now, this is what was spoken by, this is after people have thought, people who got the Holy Spirit were drunk and this and that, and they're speaking in tongues. And they said, these people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 a.m. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. And then he goes through what Joel says. So what he's doing is explaining what you're witnessing is the fulfilling of this prophecy. So I don't know why we keep looking for in the last days for God to pour out his Spirit again. It was just explained. It happened.
We don't understand the last days, do we, Rochelle?
We are not Bereans. We listen to what the pastors say. We don't go back and look at the scriptures for ourselves.
Amen.
And now we're looking for things, and now people will say, oh, well, there's a double fulfillment of everything. Really? Prove it.
Mm.
I'm just saying the Bible is saying that this was fulfilled. I believe it was fulfilled. I don't think he's going to pour out his Spirit again like this. Anyway, he can do whatever he wants. He's God. I'm just saying this was fulfilled already. Thank you, Coach.
Amen. Randy, come on in here real quick, Randy. I think you're in here now. I was talking about you early in the show. Because you sent me an email yesterday, and rather than me just reading the email, can you walk us through it, Randy? Are you there, Randy?
Yeah, Coach. I don't know which one you're meaning.
Randy, let me pull it up here, Randy. Hang on. Go ahead.
I texted you.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You texted me. Yep. So, go ahead, Randy. Talk about the text.
It's my perspective, Coach, on what's happening right now.
Listen, folks. Is Randy allowed to have a perspective? Do you have to line up with everybody else? Are you allowed to have your own perspective? Go ahead. Give us your perspective, Randy.
It's just what I see rolling out, Coach. And I want to be I'm very positive. You know, I don't want to break anybody's heart in their bubble, but I've followed this a long time, just like we all have. But this is what I see happening. I see another bait and switch, Coach, and I don't want to be hard, but I don't know. I just believe what we see in Coach is, you know, you've got the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Okay, good is on that tree too. You know,
yep.
And I see the Democratic Party. I see what's happening right now. The Republicans, this Democratic Party's finished. Okay. They're going to go ahead.
It was the Republican Party for the most part, Randy. Be honest.
Right. And I've been Republican most of my life, all my life. And I voted, tried to be conservative, but you know, it's a uniparty. It's been a uniparty for a long, long time. We just didn't know it. But so best way I explain it, Coach, is, go ahead and finish off the ugly side of that tree. Go ahead and expose it. go ahead and let everybody just see, yeah, see all this evil, see all this radicalism left. And
well, it is a tree of good and evil, isn't it, Randy? There's good on that tree. Go ahead.
Amen, Coach. So I'm just kind of going off the top of my head here what I wrote, but so let's give the people, let's trickle out some justice. This is controlled justice, Coach. It's like you got a whole mafia that's evil, but you're gonna give them one or two along to keep everybody just off your back. But so what's happening is they're showing you that the tree. Hey, we're all the same. It's all the same tree, you know. But we're not the evil ones. We're good. We're good. We're right. We think we're righteous. We're gonna try to make this, you know, get back to, you know, what's good and righteous in our country. But Coach, what I'm saying is a bad tree can't produce good fruit.
Cannot.
Jesus said that right out of his mouth. And good tree produces good fruit. So Coach, in my perspective of the church, of what God has established, his kingdom, it's going to take righteous people enforcing righteous law to make justice happen, because
manifestation of the sons of God, the whole creation groans waiting for us to show up, Randy.
Yes sir. So Coach, it's not going to be part of the same people who are in the system that, you know, giving up a few, sacrificing a few of their own. You know, look, I've been a Donald Trump man my whole life, but I'm watching what's really happening. I know I'm breaking the heart of some people, but carry on if you need to. Carry on where you're at. But where I'm at, Coach, I see the kingdom of God. I see the people of God, the sons of daughters of God on the earth, in their local government, in their homes, in their just locally. I see this thing changing, just kind of like if you would go back to when we settled this country, Coach. It's not going to be easy and it's not going to be pretty, but it's going to take that just local action to make it happen. And, you know, our government has become a beast, Coach. It's a federal run entity, and it shouldn't be. It should be states. Right. It should be local. And that's the way the Constitution was written. But
so Randy,
get back to that, Coach. Here's what I'm saying. The people who we think are going to bring this out, they're not. They can't make it happen. They're not of the kingdom of God, Coach.
That's right.
They're in a different kingdom. So the only kingdom is the tree of life. You have to eat off of that tree. It's not, you know, if you read the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation, it starts with the tree of life, God, and it ends with him. And I some people don't see the end like I do, but the says the book of life in Revelation chapter 22, Coach, that's translated. It's really the tree of life again. And it means the tree of life. And it's the kingdom of God. It's very simple. So the people that are outside the kingdom of God, they can't produce God's justice and righteousness. I'm sorry. Never going to happen. It's just always going to be a controlled event.
Bad tree cannot produce good fruit.
So that's where I'm at now. And I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not anti anybody who wants to try to do what's righteous. But you have to understand the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is good too, it's not righteousness, justice, and peace. It's unrighteousness, injustice, maybe a little bit of controlled justice, a little bit of controlled everything, but it's not. Kingdom of God. They're two different.
Cheryl just put in there hope and change. Remember that, folks? Hope and change. Remember?
I see another bait and switch, Coach. I say that reluctantly, but I just read and I read and I listen and I listen. And this is not, it's just not what it seems. So either Donald Trump has been compromised by the Z's. I'll say the Z's. I won't say the full word. But that's what we have. And no one can do anything who has been compromised. I'm sorry. Unless they come out and publicly say what they've done in the past and repent, they can't. They're not out of it. So
okay. Amen. Amen, Randy. Let me I want to jump. Gino, come on in here then. Hey, Spencer, pull up for me. Gene, come on in. I'll pull up Trump's accomplishments. Get that ready to go. Go, Gino. Can't hear you. You're muted, Gene.
Okay, I just want to say I agree with Randy a lot, but things have been going under for the last 35 years. This government, which is a corporation, has to be destroyed. Nothing is going to change until this corporation is going to be destroyed. And it's in the process right now. And if Christ doesn't come, we're going to see a lot of major changes. And I still believe, and I'm cautious about Trump too. I am very cautious, but God has put him there to lead us to what the minor prophets are telling us today, because it's just like tomorrow's newspapers. He is shaking the earth right now. There's earthquakes, there's everything. But did God say he was going to create the floods again? No. It could be man-made. Everything we're seeing is so things that we don't understand what's happening because we're not being told what they can do. They're killing babies. They're
destroying. So the Bible says, Gina, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. So the Bible says somewhere, they asked Jesus, can Satan cast out Satan? Didn't they ask Jesus that? Can Satan cast out Satan?
Oh, no.
Yes, Jesus that. Huh?
No.
Jesus said, no. A house divided against itself cannot stand. And so I'm just going to throw this out there and ask yourself, if you were working for the devil, the thing about Trump, those of you who have Trump derangement syndrome, if you were the devil, would you have the U.S. withdraw from the WHO pandemic treaty? Would you have Schedule G allowing the government to fire deep state operatives hiding in the bureaucracy? If you're the devil, would he now force the release of the Epstein grand jury files? Would evangelical Zionists maybe finally wake up and reconsider their political stance after Ambassador Huckabee blasted Israel for blocking Christian missions? Did you know that, folks? Did you know Netanyahu said blocked Christian missionaries in Israel? If you were the devil, would you defund NPR and PBS? Devil can't cast out the devil. If you were the devil, the Supreme Court clear the path for deportations even to third countries? Get our border back. If you were the devil, would major hospitals halt gender surgeries for minors after Trump threatened to pull their funding? If you were the devil, would Trump just sign the Halt Fentanyl Act, a sentencing power to fight the opioid crisis? If you were the devil, you'd want more opioids, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? If you were the devil, would you want Stephen Colbert canceled? If you were the devil, liberals are becoming Epstein truthers. Do you understand that? You understand now that the left is asking for the release of the Epstein list? Do you understand that? If you were the devil, would you want Comey's daughter fired? If you were the devil, would you want the EPA to take fluoride out of the drinking water? If you were the devil, would you get Coca-Cola to remove high fructose corn syrup from their drinks? If you were the devil, and Tucker Carlson continues to red pill the masses on Epstein, blackmail networks, state-sponsored fear narratives, and the Wall Street Journal may have just self-destructed by publishing a fake Epstein letter. They are falling on their own swords. I'm just saying. Trust but verify. I don't know. But it sure seems to me like Trump's playing for the him playing for the other team.
Boom.
I don't think. Now, hang on. You say, well, Coach, he's doing all that because he's setting us up for later. Okay, I'll buy that. But you can't tell me he's on the same team. Sorry. Joe Allen, come on in. Joe Allen, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Wrong.
Yeah, Coach, everybody's not a good chess player. Just saying.
Judah.
Yeah, Coach, as you lay these things out, people will come to understanding of the things that they grew accustomed to. Hey, Judd,
if you were the devil, would you want to do away with transgenderism? If you were the devil, would you want to do away with boys and girls sports? I'm just asking. If you were the devil, would you want the Cleveland Indians to be the Indians again? Go ahead.
Oh, that's a good one. And actually, this is fascinating. If you go into and looking what Trump is actually doing for all the Indian reservations across the United States, that is a fascinating topic, because now you get back into who were the Indians? What did they believe in? Did they believe in Christ? Did they believe in a God? And this is a whole nother topic that people's brains have been warped. When the pilgrims came here, we had a Puritan versions of the Bible. When the Schofield Bible changed, these Mason, let's call them what they are, Luciferians, they took over basically the minds of the American people. And so this is the construct that has to be taken down and redeveloped. Yeah, I understand the Trump derangement syndrome, but when you understand Lucis Trust, understanding the UN, and understanding the banking cabal.
He fired the head of the Fed. Go ahead.
Here's a question for you. If evil is evil, we're talking about the Fed. What happens when God's money is restored to the people in silver and gold? That should be a very strong clue to people when it happens. But when Trump did say, when he got elected, 2016, said a government by the people, and he is starting to show that. And this entire operation, which is what it is, he has weaponized the American people against the government.
Amen. Oh, something's happening here when it isn't exactly clear. Oh, yeah. Come on in, Robbie.
Good morning. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I want to have hopium in this beast system, but it's very doubtful. I heard on Alex Jones yesterday, Martin Armstrong, the economist, and basically what he said, this is stuff is over my head for sure. But the corrupt money system based on usury is coming to an end. So the creeps have figured a way around it to keep this corrupt money system in control. And it's called the Genius Act. Why is it called genius? You tell me. You have to be a genius to figure something like this out. One other thing. Bondi is going to see Ghislaine Maxwell. I wonder if she's going to be made a deal to about how to cover up about Trump. Yes, there's some good things going on. I love it. But my hope is built on nothing less. Thank you.
Trust but verify. Trust but verify. Did you guys have any idea? Look, I'm not going to ride this horse too far. You understand that for 8 years, the media has done nothing at all for Trump. They've done everything they can to demonize him. Would anybody want to disagree with that? They've done everything they could to demonize him. I don't know whether he's good or bad. Why? Because they have done. Do we need to play that clip again? Do we need to play the clip or all the media lied? They all lied. Any consequences for that? And now I'm going to tell you something. You don't think there's a counterattack going on right now? You don't think so? You don't think they're in getting ready to try to blow up some big city or something like to distract everybody away from what's really going on? I just bite my tongue sometimes. I just bite my tongue. Go ahead, Joe.
Look what happened in New York last
week. The devil cannot cast out the devil. Go ahead.
Had a whole van full of propane bottles and gas.
Yep.
False flag?
Yeah, we'll be chasing the Muslims again here real soon, huh?
Yeah. Why? Enough said.
Because they are cornered. They're cornered. Hey, folks, the staging of, was Trump really shot? Was he really shot? I look at his ear. His ear looks okay. But there are people around him that were killed, so definitely some shooting really took place there. Was Trump really hit in the ear? I don't know. Ear looks good to me. I think he'd get hit with a bullet, but a lot of distractions out there, man. I'm telling you, I don't know. But I keep coming back to the same thing. Would Joe Biden, just picking a name, have done any of that stuff on the screen right now? That is the deep state being dismantled. We've been so lied to. Fox News, they just give you itty bits of the truth. The only truth that's emanating out there at all is coming from podcasters. That's where the truth is. Why do you think Stephen Colbert got canned? Because he was a propagandist and people ain't watching it anymore because their eyes are being opened. And what did Trump say? Jimmy Kimmel's next. Who put Jimmy Kimmel in that position? Remember Joey Bishop and Johnny Carson and David Letterman? Jimmy Kimmel? Because, see, they were appealing to a younger audience, and the younger audience ain't buying it anymore. That's kind of the way I see it. I could go on for a month. And I'm going to say this. I got my eye on Donald Trump, but the devil can't cast out the devil. That's where I am with it.
Boom. That's a boom, Coach.
I know it is. I know it is. I know it is. And can, Lord, should I say that? Okay. A lot of people just don't like Donald Trump because they remind him of some arrogant boss they had or somewhere along the line. And they hate guys like that. I don't know if Donald Trump's a Christian or not. But we need salty men. Salty men. Men who don't blush when one of their friends drops the F-bomb. We get worried if somebody said a naughty word while they're cutting off the penises of little boys in kindergarten. We strain a dent. Swallow a camel.
Amen.
The Federal Reserve has robbed every one of us. See you tomorrow.